Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, people have gathered in Omagh to mark the 20th anniversary of the Omagh bomb, while a vigil will also be held tonight in Buncrana to remember three children who were among the 29 killed. There are renewed calls from homeowners affected by mica in Donegal and Mayo to be compensated. A Donegal hotel manager, while sceptical about statistics published this week suggesting a fall in visitor numbers, says the tourism industry in Donegal cannot be complacent. And police have confirmed a body recovered from the River Foyle is that of missing Martin Crumlish. Those stories to follow in full plus more, and we'll have the latest in sport with Oisin Kelly coming up at about 5:15. But first in news, Letterkenny University Hospital has been identified as one of nine hospitals across the country where interns were asked to carry out duties beyond their qualification. According to the Medical Council's latest report, the Sale to Healthcare Group was found to be partially compliant in intern training standards but non-compliant in specialist training standards, with a 7% compliance rate, the lowest of the hospitals inspected. Nicole Gernon reports.
While Letterkenny University Hospital mostly complied or partially complied with some standards, there were some areas identified as non-compliant. The report said there were concerns interns were participating in end-of-life care without supports in place. Trainers are said to have expressed concerns over the lack of support and time given to provide teaching at the hospital. The Medical Council was concerned with reports of interns being asked to obtain consent, which was above their role, especially within the surgery rotation. It was recommended this practice cease with immediate effect. Concern was raised that theatre time for interns was being limited to obstetrics and gynecology. The report also revealed that there are ongoing issues with non-consultant doctors being unable to access the radiology department for necessary scans or information. Management claim to be aware of the issues and are hopeful they'll be resolved once vacant posts in the department have been filled. The team also noted that there is no local anti-bullying or dignity at work policies. Hospital groups must submit an action plan following an inspection, and the Medical Council says implementation plans will be monitored on an annual basis.
A link to the full report is available on our website, highlandradio.com. Victims, families and survivors gathered in Omagh today to remember those who died in the bomb attack on the town 20 years ago, which killed 29 people and a woman pregnant with twins. A vigil will also take place tonight in Buncrana to remember 8-year-old Oran Doherty, 12-year-old Sean McLaughlin and 12-year-old James Barker, who were in Omagh on a trip with a group of Spanish students staying in the town at the time. 12-year-old Fernando Blasca and 23-year-old Rocío Abad Ramos also lost their lives. Sean McLaughlin's mother, Patricia, says she's plagued with questions about what might have been.
Before this happened to me, if somebody else had said, oh, it's 20 years, like, oh, you must be well over it by now. It doesn't work that way. It doesn't. Some years you're fine, some years it's just sore. And other years, like this year, it just seems to be worse. I don't know why. It's just crazy. Well, when you see all these friends walking about and they're married and have kids, and you're wondering if he was still here, what he would be doing, and would he be married, would I have grandchildren, and just what would be his life.
Meanwhile, claims the authorities in the north could have prevented the atrocity have been labelled inaccurate, unfair and unreasonable. The PSNI Chief Constable George Hamilton was responding to claims by the former police ombudsman Nuala O'Loan. Michael Gallagher's son Aidan was one of those who died in the bomb. Michael is again calling on the British and Irish governments to hold a public inquiry into the bombing.
It's very difficult, because what happens is you just start thinking about what things were like, you know, on the days just leading up to it, and then what happened on the day itself. It takes you back there, and, you know, not that we've ever left it, but at times like this, it takes you back, and it can be very difficult to, you know, to deal with that.
And there's still many questions left unanswered, unfortunately.
There's a huge number of questions for the British and Irish governments, and we just wish that they would both come together and have this public inquiry we're asking for, so that we can get the answers and then we can move on. There will be difficult answers, embarrassing issues for the Irish and British government, but that's very little compared with what we have suffered And I think the longer it goes on, the more difficult it's going to be for everybody, for the families and the government. The government have a lot of the answers. We know who was responsible, the criminals that brought the bomb here. But we also know that OMA was a preventable atrocity and there was prior intelligence that wasn't used properly. So we need the answers of why that happened and who must bear responsibility for that.
57,000 students received their Leaving Cert results today, 2,122 in Donegal. 1 in 10 students doing ordinary level maths failed the exam, while 7 Leaving Cert students got top marks in all subjects. Letterkenny Institute of Technology is offering advice to students and parents today, including details of a special enabling maths initiative for those who may have failed the subject. LYIT Schools Engagement Officer is Fiona Kelly.
We're here today to answer your calls, allay any fears that people may have, and to talk about your options and the options whether they're, I suppose you've had a very successful Leaving Certificate result today, or you've had Leaving Cert result today that you didn't expect, maybe didn't go your way. So I will be available, myself, Fiona, on 074-918-6105, or my colleague Tracy in the admissions office here at Letterkenny IT will be available on 074-918-6126 to take your calls today. Good or bad, no matter what, even mummies, if they want to call, we're available today to take your calls at Letterkenny IT.
A lot of focus today on maths results, with up to 4,000 people failing maths. LYIT does have a special initiative in that sphere to offer help to people who maybe might have other results they need but just have fallen down at the maths hurdle.
That's correct. I suppose there can be two types of people that fail maths. There can be somebody taking an honours paper who maybe didn't get the mark that they wanted, or there can be somebody who was always maybe struggling with an ordinary level maths paper that needs some extra support. And we, with Donegal ETB, have developed the Enabling Maths project, and it starts next Thursday, the 23rd of August, until the 5th of September. And we're here to help anybody who has failed maths and who may be part of that 4,000 group who hasn't got the maths result that they wanted. There are options available. This is the best time to be a Leaving Certificate student, and that's what we're doing today. We're here to answer your queries.
And a number of new subjects are being added to the Leaving Cert syllabus, and St Union's College in Letterkenny successfully tendered to be one of the first to offer the Politics and Society course. Principal Chris Darby is delighted at how things went.
We're always on the lookout for subjects that will suit our students. You know, the traditional Leaving Cert is changing, and not all subjects suit everybody. So when we see a new subject, we jump at it. And in fact, here in St Union's, we're quite proud that we got accepted for Politics and Society, and also the new Leaving Cert Computer Studies and PE are coming on stream for us as well. So this was the first one. We had 23 lads at the honours paper in it, and astounding results for us this morning. We couldn't believe it, which is testament to the fact that when you offer new subjects that suit the lads, they will thrive at them. The national average for H1s in the Politics and Society was 6%, and 19% of our lads got a H1, and altogether 72% of them got a H1, 2 or 3. So we're absolutely delighted, you know, and congratulations to all the teachers involved, not only in the Politics and Society, but all across the board. Teachers and parents do a great job on getting lads across the line and supporting them, and you know, it's great to see them heading out into the big wide world today, and we know they're going to do well.
A Donegal hotel manager, while sceptical about statistics published this week suggesting a fall in visitor numbers to the county last year, says the tourism industry in Donegal cannot be complacent. Figures published by Fulcher Ireland show that Donegal remained the most popular destination among border counties with 255,000 visitors. However, visitor numbers are down almost 30,000 compared to figures from 2016. Harvey's Point manager Noel Cunningham told today's 9 till noon show that it is evident more people are visiting the Wide Atlantic Way, and that is something that must be built on.
I don't think, personally, we're yet at a significant junction where we can say that all the statistics that we're recording visiting overseas tourists are accurate to the point that we can make judgments on them. Because sometimes you have to look at the hard facts laid before you. Are there more people using the Wild Atlantic Way all the way from Mallon right down to Cork? The answer is, without a shadow of a doubt, yes. And our challenge is that we can move some of those people from the southern end of our Wild Atlantic Way up toward ourselves in Donegal. No doubt about it, there are more people coming up our neck of the woods. Donegal is in an excellent sort of position to exploit that, and exploit it we have to do.
Donegal's commercial vacancy rate was 15% in the second quarter of this year, unchanged compared to the same period in 2017 and above the national average of 13.1%. According to the latest GeoView commercial vacancy rates report, Ballybofey continues to have the highest commercial vacancy rate in the country at 28.8%, while Buncrana was the town with the lowest commercial vacancy rate in Donegal at 13.4%. Annette Hughes, Director of EYDKM Economic Consultants, says while there are encouraging signs nationally, stubbornly high commercial vacancy rates in western and northwestern counties remain a concern.
The data we produce is based on geodirectory database of all of the commercial buildings in the country. So we look at it on a county basis and we look at it on a town basis. So in respect of Donegal, the data shows that the commercial vacancy rate in Donegal is 15%, and that compares with the national average commercial vacancy rate of about 13.1%.
And you have said that while nationally the signs are encouraging, vacancy rates in the western and northwestern regions remain a concern.
Well, yeah, we do, because what we're seeing actually in the figures is when you look in a sort of a more detailed level and you look at some of the towns, you can see a lot of the towns that are located in the northwest and the west of the country still have very, very high vacancy rates. For example, if you look at Donegal, actually Ballybofey had a vacancy rate of 28.8%, which was the town with the highest commercial vacancy rate in Donegal, and indeed it was the highest in the country. So that's a little bit of a concern, because we are seeing elsewhere, particularly in Leinster and on the East Coast, we're seeing the vacancy rates falling, and indeed in 14 out of 26 counties, the vacancy rate declined in June this year compared with last year. So it's a little bit of a concern to see it continually staying stubbornly high in some of the towns on the west and northwest coast.
Sport on Highland, brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, now stocking the latest range of children's gear from Nike, Adidas and Puma. MichaelMurphySports.ie.
It's now 14 minutes past five, and time for latest sport with Oisin Kelly.
Thanks, Michaela. We start with Gaelic Games, and the venue has been confirmed for Donegal's first ever All-Ireland Senior Ladies Football Championship semi-final. The tie against Munster champions Cork will be played at Dr. Hyde Park in Roscommon on Saturday the 25th of August, throwing in at 2:45 p.m. That game is part of a doubleheader with Dublin and Galway to follow at 4:30. Donegal reached the semi-final with a 3-point win over Armagh, while Cork at 33 points to spare in their victory against Westmeath. In soccer, Ben Doherty has left Derry City and joined Irish League Premiership side Glenavon on loan. The 21-year-old could feature against Newry City on Friday night. Doherty still has a year to run on his contract with Derry, but he could be recalled back to the Brandywell in January. Manchester City say they're waiting to discover the full extent of an injury suffered by Kevin De Bruyne in training. The midfielder is undergoing tests after hurting his knee. He was named City's Player of the Season as they won the Premier League title in their last campaign. Crystal Palace winger Wilfried Zaha signed a new 5-year contract. He was linked with a move away throughout the summer. Tottenham were among the clubs understood to want him, but he's now committed to Palace until at least 2023. Celtic manager Brendan Rodgers says Derek Boyata was fit for their crucial qualifier at AEK Athens, which ended in defeat and a Champions League exit. The Belgium defender denied that he refused to play because he wants to leave. Without him and suspended centre-back Christophe Ayer, Celtic lost 2-1 in Greece and 3-2 in aggregate. Former hoop striker Andy Walker says the club have been punished for their complacency during the summer transfer window.
As it stands, Celtic are standing still, Rangers aren't. This was entirely avoidable. For Celtic not to have done any business is really poor judgment. It's very amateurish.
There's a Madrid derby in the annual European Super Cup tonight, with Champions League winners Real playing Europa League holders Atletico. It's taking place in the Estonian capital of Tallinn and will kick off at 8 o'clock. Real Madrid aiming to lift the trophy for a third year in a row. Locally, Coghill Celtic will open the defence of their Ulster Senior League crown with an away game at Swilly Rovers. The first three rounds of the league fixtures have been released. Coghill, who have won the last six Ulster Senior League titles, will be in Remelton for the opening round of league games on Sunday, September 23rd. Letterkenny Rovers go to Trialloch to jostle with Fannad United on the opening day, while Bunnagee United will entertain Finharps reserves. Swilly Rovers and Bunnagee United are under new management, with Tony McNamee and Jason Gibson returning to the dugouts again. That pair will clash in the opening night of the new season in the Donegal News Ulster Senior League Cup fixture, which gets underway on Wednesday, August 29th. In athletics, two Donegal throwers will see action this evening at the Manchester International. Finn Valley's James Kelly will throw in the shot, while Lifford's Brendan O'Donnell will compete in the hammer competition. Sport Ireland have confirmed that a 2017 Dublin City Marathon runner has tested positive for a banned substance. Natasha Yermachuk from Fannad, or from Canada, excuse me, has subsequently admitted the violation. Two prohibited substances were found in a sample that she provided. She has been given a 14-month ban by Sport Ireland, and her 10th place results in last year's marathon has been disqualified. Finally, in rugby, the Irish and Welsh rugby unions have confirmed that a new competition, the Celtic Cup, has been formed for emerging players. The tournament replaces the disbanded British and Irish Cup. Ulster, Munster, Leinster and Connacht will be joined by Welsh teams the Dragons, Cardiff Blues, the Ospreys and the Scarlets. It's set to be played in September and October with the Irish teams all in the same pool. That's it, Michaela. Our GA programme will be live tonight on Highland with Tom Comack. Usual throne time to that is at 8:30. And I'll be back with our next bulletin tomorrow morning after the 8 o'clock news. Michaela.
Thanks, Oisin. Police have confirmed that a body recovered from the River Foyle this morning is that of missing Martin Crumlish. The 26-year-old had last spoken to his family on the 4th of August and was reported missing a short time later. Police say they are not treating the death as suspicious. There are renewed calls from homeowners affected by the mica building defect in Donegal and Mayo to be compensated by the government. A recent investigation found that up to 5,000 homes in Donegal are affected by the issue. An expert panel has reported to government, but so far no decision has been made on redress. Eileen Doherty of the Mica Action Group says because suppliers involved weren't insured, homeowners have been left with no options.
Because of the process of self-certification in terms of quality standards, we find ourselves as homeowners in this position where we basically have absolutely nowhere to go. Our homes are worthless, they're unsafe, they're uninsurable, and we really have, there's no real immediate fix.
Potential presidential candidates are making their pitches to Carlow County Council today. They are looking for the council to back them to get on the ballot to run for president. Our political correspondent Sean Defoe reports from Carlow.
Five hopefuls are due to give their pitches to the council this afternoon. Businessman Gavin Duffy spoke about opening up the oars to the disadvantaged. He said the spending of the president should be open to freedom of information requests and that the president should only serve one term.
I'm not sure about the second term. 7 years in any job is long enough.
Joan Freeman spoke again about setting up a national forum on mental health and denied that she's a one-trick pony only dealing with that issue.
I've been accused of being a one-trick pony on several occasions, but the trick is very, very big.
While racism was on the mind of artist Kevin Sharkey.
For a small country like Ireland, we need to wake up and realise that with Brexit happening, it's not racist to have a conversation about immigration.
And he also launched a defence of Donald Trump.
When I saw Donald Trump, I said to somebody, oh my God, it's John Wayne. Remember John Wayne? He swaggered in, where are the broads at? That was John Wayne. Sorry, Donald Trump is no more likeable or unlikable than all of the American presidents.
Two further candidates, Patrick Feeney and Marie Goretti Moylan, are due to present to the council this evening. Sean Defoe in Carlow.
A report published by the Restaurant Association of Ireland has revealed that since the reduced VAT rate was introduced in July 2011, 2,349 new jobs have been created in the hospitality industry in Donegal. The RAI is now urging the government to retain the 9% VAT rate for the tourism and hospitality sector, as they believe it has improved the competitiveness of the sector while ensuring the viability of many small businesses. It comes as Minister Shane Ross yesterday suggested a two-tier tax system with the VAT rate increased to 13.5% for large hotels only. Donal Kavanagh has more.
The report published by the Restaurant Association of Ireland shows that 2,349 new jobs in the accommodation and food services sector have been created in County Donegal since the reduced VAT rate of 9% was introduced in July 2011. Between the second quarter of 2011 and the first quarter of 2018, the number of people working in the accommodation and food services sector nationally increased by 54,400, according to the RAI, taking total employment from 117,300 to 171,700 on a seasonally adjusted basis. That accounts for 7.7% of total employment in the economy in the first quarter of this year.
Police in Strabane are appealing for information following a report of a suspicious approach in the Springhill Park area on the 3rd of August, a week ago last Friday. Police say sometime between 6pm and 8pm, it was reported that a male approached two young girls in the area and made rude comments to them before making off in a dark coloured car. The male is described as being in his mid to late teens with blonde hair, wearing a green and white striped football top, grey shorts and carrying a rucksack. And talks aimed at resolving the Ryanair dispute are continuing this evening. It's the third day of negotiations to try and prevent more strikes. Stephen Murphy has more.
Representatives from the Forza Union and Ryanair management have been locked in talks since Monday to try and resolve the ongoing dispute. The row over base transfers, annual leave and promotions has led to 5 days of industrial action by some Irish-based pilots. Negotiations started again this morning, led by mediator Kieran Mulvey, and are expected to last until the end of the day. He's asked both sides not to make a public comment while the deadlock continues. If the two sides can't reach a breakthrough by tonight, it could mean more strikes and more disruption for passengers.
And for weather now, patchy outbreaks of rain will gradually clear this evening with bright or sunny spells and some scattered showers developing. Tonight will be cooler and fresher than recent nights, with lowest temperatures of 9 to 12 degrees and mostly moderate southwest winds. And just to have a look at the closing headlines, Letterkenny University Hospital has been identified as one of 9 hospitals across the country where interns were asked to carry out duties beyond their qualification. According to the Medical Council's latest report, the Sealta Healthcare Group was found to be partially compliant in intern training standards but non-compliant in specialist training standards, with a 7% compliance rate. Victims, families and survivors gathered in Omagh today to remember those who died in the bomb attack on the town 20 years ago, which killed 29 people and a woman pregnant with twins. A vigil will also take place tonight in Buncrana to remember 8-year-old Oran Doherty, 12-year-old Sean McLaughlin and 12-year-old James Barker, who were in Omagh on a trip with a group of Spanish students staying in the town at the time. There are renewed calls from homeowners affected by the mica building defect in Donegal and Mayo to be compensated by the government. A recent investigation found that up to 5,000 homes in Donegal are affected by the issue. An expert panel has reported to government, but so far no decision has been made on redress. And Donegal's commercial vacancy rate was 15% in the second quarter of this year, unchanged compared to the same period in 2017 and above the national average of 13.1%. According to the latest GeoView commercial vacancy rates report, Ballybuffet continues to have the highest commercial vacancy rate in the country at 28.8%. And that's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website, highlandradio.com. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening. The obituary notices for this Wednesday evening, August the 15th. The death has taken place of Mary Doherty, née Lafferty, 27, Coal Hill, Newton Cunningham, and formerly of Burnfoot. Remains reposing at her late residence at Coal Hill. Funeral from there on Friday morning, going to All Saints Church, Newton Cunningham, for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family flowers only, donations in lieu if desired to the Donegal Hospice, care of Charlie McLafferty Funeral Director, or any family member. The death has taken place of Lawrence Hunter, Connolly Holmes, Mallon and formerly of Drum Aweir, Greencastle. Removal from Collins's funeral premises, Culdaff, this evening at 6 o'clock, going to the oratory at Connolly Holmes, Mallon. Requiem Mass in the Oratory on Friday morning at 10 o'clock, followed by burial in Ballybrack Cemetery, Moville. Visiting time from 10 a.m. until 9 p.m. Family flowers only, please, or if desired, donations to Kathleen and Michael Connolly Foundation, Mallon, care of Liam Collins, funeral director, or any family member. The death has taken place off Patricia Greer, Ardenlea Park, Belfast. Remains will repose at the home of her parents Andy and Phyllis Greer, the Glen Remelton, from 7 o'clock this evening. Requiem Mass on Friday morning at 11 o'clock in St Peter's Church, Milford. Burial afterwards in Tully Cemetery. Rosary each night at 9 o'clock. Family flowers only, donations if desired to Arthritis Care UK, Care of Sweeney Funeral Directors, or any family member. House private, please, from 11 p.m. until 10 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral. The death has taken place of John McGinley, 31 Hawkins Street, Derry. Funeral leaving his Aunt Bridget Boyle's residence in 9 Drummard Park, Derry, on Friday morning at 20 past 9, going to the Holy Family Church, Ballymacgorty, Derry, for Requiem Mass at 10 o'clock. Interment afterwards in St Junan's Cemetery, Raphoe. And the death has occurred of Don Bonner, Gidor Road, Dunlow. His remains are reposing at his late residence with rosary tonight at 9 o'clock. Removal tomorrow evening at 6 o'clock, going to St Cronus Church, Dunlow, for 6:30 to repose overnight. Funeral Mass on Friday at 12 noon, followed by interment in the local cemetery. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. until 10 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral. Family flowers only, donations in lieu of desire to the Dunlow Community Hospital and St Vincent de Paul, care of McGlynn Funeral Directors, or any family member.